Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Man, what an event we had in Eureka. Huckleberry Flint was amazing. Love those guys and gal. You probably think I'm talking about the Sarah Bareilles concert, but I'm actually talking about the Teen Challenge Banquet. A few weeks before Sarah came to town, Teen Challenge hosted their annual banquet, and after a few years with virtual and online banquets, we were live. Believe it or not, we got Huckleberry Flint to come and play with the Teen Challenge Choir. In 1960, David Wilkerson started Teen Challenge, and even though he's passed away, his son Gary Wilkerson continues to be involved in the ministry his father started. So a few months ago, when I met Gary at a conference he was speaking at, I invited him to come and speak at our banquet. Guess what? He showed up. Not only did Huckleberry Flint dance and sing as they led our choir, but Gary shared with us about what it was like growing up surrounded by the Teen Challenge family. I'm not sure if you can imagine this or not, but many people coming into a recovery program are not too excited about singing in a choir. The singing part can be difficult enough, but getting up on stage in front of hundreds of people that are all staring at you makes many of us nervous. The one thing that helps me as I stare out at the crowd is to think, these people came here not to judge me, but each one of them paid to come to this banquet because they believe in me and are supporting me not only economically, but emotionally as well. They're cheering for me to succeed. Seeing such a large crowd, I was so thankful that we have an amazing community that supports us as we help people get off the streets and teach them the necessary skills to stay sober, healthy, and walk a spirit-filled life. If you were there, thank you, thank you, thank you. While I was impressed with Huckleberry Flint and Gary Wilkerson, the one thing that encouraged me the most was hearing from a young lady named Danielle. She shared her story of years of abuse, addiction, and self-harm. She came to Teen Challenge skeptical and not planning to stay very long, but God had other plans for her. And now, years later, she is still living sober, healthy, a spirit-filled life, and she actually works for Teen Challenge in LA, helping others find the hope and help that she found. I had a friend ask me the other day, "What keeps you going, helping people amidst all the drama, relapse, overdose, death?" The truth is, my relationship with God keeps me grounded. But if I focus on those who quit or gave up, who no longer want help, who are living a destructive lifestyle, then I get discouraged. If I focus on those who want help, who are pushing through the difficult times, fighting to get sober and stay sober, if I invest my time, emotions, and effort on people who are ready for change and willing to do the hard work to get it, then I'm encouraged and motivated to help more people. And to you who are helping others who are struggling, be encouraged. Don't give up. It's worth it. And for what you do, thank you. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.